More on these stories from townhall.com.
We are turning up the volume and mixing it up at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our third base blackjack pit in front of Overtime. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sexy dealers, drink specials, and a live DVJ spinning beats all night long. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Play blackjack in the third base pit at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For third base blackjack pit details, log on to windriver.com. Blackjack, it's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Baugh. Of course, Linda is on sabbatical on Tuesdays and is, in fact, getting ready to continue decorating the house, and I'll get into that in a little while. But good morning. I hope everybody's having a great day. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And a good morning to you.
How you doing? How was that ride in today? 40 degrees.
Nice. Well, I have a new top on my Jeep this year, it keeps the rain out and the heat in.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You're starting to soften up here on me, buddy.
Don't do the Nanook of the North thing in the morning.
Well, I tell you, you used to come in. It was like, I never knew it was you. I thought it could have been, a terrorist or somebody coming in, because the only thing I could see was your eyes.
Dressed sort of like the kid in Christmas Story. If I fell on my back, I was just going to wave my arms
there,
like
you go.
An overturned turtle.
It was your. We'd have to come out.
Still one
you.
Of the greatest movies ever.
Oh, yeah. I hope it's playing again.
Yeah. Oh, somebody will.
You'll shoot yourself in the eye.
Yeah. You'll put your eye out. Hey, some clouds this morning. Generally sunny skies this afternoon. The high right around 60 degrees. Light winds. Maybe some showers late tonight. The low dropping down to 37 in Reading. That means our foothills could see some snow. Our foothills could, in fact, see some snow.
37 tonight?
Yeah, 37.
Okay.
Not a lot of rain anticipated, only 30% chance for the greater Reading area. Cloudy skies early and then some clearing on Wednesday. Sunny for your Thursday and Friday. Then as we get into the weekend, we see more rain coming in on Sunday. Right now in Reading, it is, we're going to call it at 40 degrees. And good news, Shasta Lake has actually come up. Not unexpected in the last couple of weeks. So we are now standing at 64 feet down, which puts us in pretty good shape. If we don't go completely dry over the next couple of months, we will have an excellent summer lake.
All right. Who knows? 2 years in a row.
All right. All of the above brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A better-known business where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Senior and veteran discounts. All right. Now, I have a lot of things to talk about. I promised yesterday that if California secedes from the Union, okay, you've heard about this, right? The secession movement.
And
now,
these
are the same ones that think, I tell you what, there's a much better chance of there being a state of Jefferson than there is a secession of California. But, a lot of people would think, and especially after some of these things I'm going to talk about today, maybe that, the rest of America should, encourage California to secede.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but then you got to think to yourself, well, what's it going to look like in California? What would it look like with the nation of California? You know, and of course they're saying, well, you know, we could also take part of Oregon and Washington, you know, the coastlines. And then you think about that. But no, let's just concentrate on California now. If California seceded, I just wonder what the flag would look like. You know, it would be a multicolored flag.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A rainbow colored flag some kind.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to go into something
all
that
inclusive.
I maybe have a little more understanding of, and it's the military. What would the California military look like?
Well, we wouldn't need one because all we have to do is talk to them.
No. There'd have to be something. However, uniforms. No. That's way too strict. Wear what you want in garrison and in combat. Just wear what you want because, you know, because then you start and of course the rank structure. You know, start talking privilege because no saluting, special privilege. There'll be no saluting out there.
Instead of camo, we have tie-dye. Yeah.
Well, you can do that, camo. Instead of tie-dye, that's good. I like that. The idea that if you're yelled at, you have an unlimited amount of timeout cards that you can show where the person has to stop yelling at you. Mm. And that you can have time to yourself to get it together. Now, here's my favorite one, though, I just came up with. You have a safe space that includes cookies and puppies if shot at. So in combat, we've got to have safe spaces for people if they really feel like, you know, this is really getting to be too much and these people don't like me and I really can't handle this. I have got to have my safe space. I need my Lego. I need my Lego so I can kind of build and kind of get myself back, my safe zone. Well, these are just some of the things, you know, and, you know, it's the part, though, about no rank is because, that means you have privilege, you know, and especially if you're white, you can't be an officer because that's even more privilege because you've already had white privilege and now you've got officer privilege. Mm-hmm. So there'll be no white officers in this because we have to make it everything equal.
So we take a vote on everything.
We take a vote on everything. Should we attack? Should we shoot? How about if we just tried to offer, you know, common sense and, here's something, because all the tech industries would be here. We could say, hey, look, we will offer up games to our opponents.
Hmm.
Now.
And everybody gets a trophy.
At the end. Those still standing after the battle, after some battle-hardened Koreans or Chinese come in here or whoever. Or Mexico comes up and says, well, you know what, frankly, we want this half back of your country. And then at the end of it, you get a participation trophy that said, I fought. I lost, but I fought. I really wanted to fight. How about this? I wanted to fight, however, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Omaha Steaks. Charles Fowler.
You know, you're lucky that box made it back to your
office. Chad Fowler needs to call us. He needs to call us and tell us, how was the Omaha Steaks? Because he's hopefully got them by Thanksgiving. But check out the omahasteaks.com for all your holiday needs. Their helpful experts are going to stay in your budget and personalize your holiday gifts. You can give these to people.
They've been doing this for a while.
Oh, yeah. You know, like my sister sends me a spiral ham every year. Mm. So I'm thinking about going to Omaha Steaks, turning around, and just sending her a whole package because they like meat. They'll eat meat. They don't like the some of these different holiday packages, but they do like the steaks and all that stuff. But you can do that, and they can enjoy this package long after the holiday season's over. You just put it in your freezer. Give the gift of gourmet this holiday season. OmahaSteaks.com, and I tell you what, we got one of those packages, and it is just simply outstanding. The whole part, from hamburger to fillets to even the bratwurst. It was outstanding. Let's take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages at 7:15 in the morning right here on the 29th of November. We're almost at the end of November. Bob, you and I have got to start thinking about what? Christmas shopping. We've still got 22 days to keep thinking about it. But we've got to really, this year, I say we go early this year, Bob. No later than the 23rd.
No later than the 23rd
that we go out and we hop in the Jeep and we just go straight to the stores, get our stuff and come back. We'll have it done in what, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460. 40 degrees out there, going up to 58 today.
For sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a Big Ten 4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, December 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's good Tuesday morning, the 29th of November. It's 19 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 40 degrees going up to 58 today. You're going to be kind of... Gosh, it's going to be a nice day, only 50, a little chilly. Tonight, though, 37. If you're living up in the foothills, there's chances, a little bit, chances of snow up there. For sure, some frost. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Home Helpers. You're looking for something in our company or a business or a group of people that can help you take care of family for a short period of time or for extended periods of time in their home. It could be an operation where somebody can't get around, or it could just be is that our parents are getting elderly, or there's just need some help in the house. Well, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and her company are just the one place to go to. You know, you hear about other places, but we know Sharon Clark personally. We know the care it takes for her, and when she selects somebody to work for her, how trained they are. They've had background investigations. They're insured. They're bonded. Sharon make sure that the person that she has sent out to your family fits in your family. And you can't get any better than that. Give her a call at 226-8350, Home Helpers Business of the Year, and also Business Person of the Year. 226-8350, Home Helpers. Yeah.
You know the song I led in with? Back in the 1980s, Don Henley wrote this just absolutely scathing song about the feeding frenzy that is modern mass media. And, it's gotten worse, of course, with social media and all that, how voracious people can be, how ugly people can be in these circumstances.
They're hidden back there. Yeah. And I'm, you know, and the reason that Bob led that in here is because the Papini family has just released a message. Keith Papini has released a statement since his wife was found. And first thing in this thing, and it's going to be graphic. This is the things that he wrote in here. He wants to thank everybody, the entire Reading community, his family, his friends, of course. And like I said, the entire Reading community, the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, FBI, NorCal Alliance for the Missing, the Lost Coast Trackers, Guardian Angels, Cameron Gamble, all those people, and the Yolo County Sheriff's Department, the medical personnel. Wanted to thank LRT Graphics and Signorama for all of the signs they made that were put around. It facilitated letting everybody across the globe, and it did go across the globe, about what happened to Sherry. He wanted to thank everybody. And then he goes into something that is unfortunately is very true. A nation of free speech and an era of technology. A double-edged sword. I am grateful for this system, and this is what he says. As it is what spread my wife's face quickly throughout the world, gaining the attention of thousands. I'd say not just thousands, probably millions.
Yeah.
You know what? My son-in-law called me yesterday, you know, U.S. Marshal down in New Mexico, and they said, what have you heard now?
Yeah.
And because because they look for people, you know, like this. And the unfortunate side that some people, and this is back to Keith, that some people have been sitting in angering, expectant positions waiting for the gory details. Rumors, assumptions, lies, and hate have been both exhausting and disgusting. Those people should be ashamed of their malicious, subhuman behavior. We are not going to allow these people to take away our spirit love or rejoice in our girl found alive and home where she belongs. I understand people want the story, pictures, proof that this was not some sort of hoax, plan to gain money, or some fabricated race war. I do not see a purpose in addressing such preposterous lies. Instead, may I give you a glimpse of the mixture of horror and elation that was my experience of reuniting with the love of my life and mother of our children. Nothing could have prepared me for what I was about to see upon my arrival at the hospital, nor the details of the true hell I was about to hear. The mental prison I was in over the past 3 weeks was shattered when my questions of my wife's reality became known. The officers warned me to brace myself. My first sight was my wife in a hospital bed, her face covered in bruises ranging from yellow to black because of repeated beatings, the bridge of her nose broken. Her now emaciated body of 87 pounds was covered in multicolored bruises, severe burns, red rashes, and chain markings. Her signature long blonde hair had been chopped off. She had been branded, and I could feel the rise of her scabs under my fingers. She was thrown from a vehicle with a chain around her waist, attached to her wrist, and a bag over her head. The same bag she used to flag someone down when she was able to free one of her hands. She was taken from us for 22 days and suffered incredibly through both intense physical agony and severe mental torture. My reaction was one of extreme happiness and overwhelming nausea as my eyes and hands scanned her body. I was filled with so much relief and revulsion at once. My Sherry suffered tremendously, and all the visions swirling in your heads of her appearance, I assure you, are not as graphic or gruesome as reality. He went on from there, said, we don't use social media outlets prior to the grotesque tragedy. My love for my wife took precedence. It was clear we had to be exposed in ways we never would have been comfortable with. So please have a heart and understand why we have asked for our privacy. This will be a long road of healing for everyone. Ultimately, it was Sherry's will to survive that brought her home. Thank you. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Some of the evil stuff that was said with absolutely zero input.
And, you know, frankly, I had not heard of that until yesterday. Somebody was telling me, you know, some of the stuff that's being said. And I went, you know, gee, you know. And so, and again, it's like fake news.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, everybody's talking about it was an editorial, fake news. Things are being said, you know, when you see it on Facebook. And here's the scary thing. College students, majority of college students get their news from Facebook, think it's okay, yeah. Or social media. And that's wrong because you can put anything on social media. You can say anything. I could say anything.
Yeah. Have you noticed that mean is the new funny?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's not funny. That, you know, that's that thing. That's why I am defriending people. Or
weed out
if
the
they're
garden.
Family, and they're not family, but if they were, but if there's, you know, some of them, I just, I don't even want to see their post for right now. I'll change it maybe in 6 months, but just hide their post. And that's what's happening. I just hide post and just say, you know what? Let the craziness come down. But then here's Shirley Papini who was taken during the same time frame. And you've got people out there that they're going to say, well, she wasn't really taken. They did this for money. Oh, you know what? She was, look back in high school or something like that. They're going to go back. Oh, you know, this is, you know, they brought it on themselves, blah, 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 blah. All trash.
Yeah.
And instead you read something like that from the husband about what was going on and what she went through. That is an extremely powerful letter right there.
Yeah.
So our prayers and thoughts and best wishes
absolutely
go out to the Papini family and everybody that's in there. Our congratulations go out to our sheriff's department, YOLO, FBI, everybody, and Signorama for the things that you did for and URL for the things you all did for the Papini family. She's home, and as Linda said yesterday, this is just probably, you know, this is just a start. You know, what kind of post-traumatic stress is this going to lead to for a while? Thank God the kids were young enough that, you know, that hopefully that, you know, of course, when they see their mom and their mom's kind of beat up, what's that going to look like? But I'm sure they're getting the best of medical care. All right. So God bless the Papini family.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right. Okay, hey, let's just take a quick break here. You know, if anybody that, by the way, that is on the KRCR TV website. So his Keith Papini released his first statement since wife was found. All right,
we wish them a bright future.
Oh, the very best. All right, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Ladybot and the Bluebirds this Thursday night, December 1st from 7 to 9 in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite Christmas songs and jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Lou White on sax and flute, and Joe Larson on trombone, and a special appearance with Scott Lewis on vocals. December 1st from 7 to 9. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, it's Carl Bott here at 7:31 in the morning with Bad Bob. 40 degrees out there, going up to 58, but 37 tonight. Ooh. So you know what you need to do is, it's a good thing Haven Humane's coming in today, and I'll tell you why. Haven Humane has got all these dogs and kitties for adoption. So what you do down, you go down there and get yourself a fat puppy or a fat dog, if they have any. And then you put them in the bed with you. Remember the song from Three Dog Night? Yeah. What's absolutely. Three Dog Night? Okay. Three Dog Night meant that's how cold it was. So we have Elk Killer, which is so, and it's kind of a half one dog night, half dog night. But going out to get yourself, you know, if you don't want to pay the electric bills like friends of ours and they keep their house at 50, then get yourself a big dog, like a big furry Malamute, and then, you know, let it curl up with you that night in bed. It'll be like your own little heater. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. Think of this as what a great Christmas present to give to your loved one, male or female, is a CCW class. Get a gift certificate from Northern Firearms Instruction and give your loved one a great class in concealed carry. And after that, there's advanced classes that he or she can take. Or together, why not take a class together? So be able to protect yourself in today's climate. And if you in our last segment, I read a letter from Keith Papini about what had happened when his wife was taken. So it's one of the things we teach or that is taught in these classes is awareness of what's going on around you, about if you're running that you don't have both earbuds in, if you're walking that you're constantly kind of scanning the area in front and behind you. It doesn't mean that you're acting terrified. It means you're out there and you're aware of what's going on. These are all part of the classes there. Reading CCW, and you can register online at readingccw.com or call NFI 530-999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay, let's move on. The mainstream media attacks on the incoming Trump administration have been almost, I mean, they have been as nasty as you're going to see, and he hasn't even had a chance to be in office yet. They keep yelling that there's chaos. There's chaos in the transition team. Why? Because the transition team says, because the transition team around him speaks their minds. And isn't this something we'd rather have around a president, is somebody that speaks their minds instead of the old yes, 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 oh, that's a great idea, that's a great idea. How about ones that say, this isn't going to work because of this? And then until the minute that the – and then as soon as the decision is made, then everybody gets on board and just makes sure it happens. But before that, there has got to be discussion and strong discussions over people and places and how they want to this administration to look. So if they do that, it's called chaos. Oh, he's not listening to his intelligence briefings. I mean, come on. Mr. Obama never even showed up for most of his intelligence briefings. Yeah. But Mike Pence is showing up for – Mike Pence is going to every one of them. So, you know, I think you're going to see a vice president is going to take in a bigger part in the administration. You know, Joe Biden – frankly, the best part of Joe Biden was in these memes that have been coming out. Yeah. Now, have you been watching those?
Get a shotgun.
Oh, they are just hilarious. Like, you know, will my name still be Joe Biden in Obama? And it shows a photo of them walking down the road, and Obama's got his hand on his shoulder. Yeah, Joe, you're just going to have to move, but your name's still Joe. You know, these kind of things. But this thing about what I'm talking about with
A successful executive do? He picks – what does a successful military leader do?
You have people around you that come, you know, that come up with ideas and will argue strongly for them to say, okay, here's a course of action, here's a course of action, here's – you're always given three courses of action. And then you pick – and then once the commander picks the course of action – changes it a little bit, but once he chooses, everybody falls in the line and let's make this work.
And they
And they carry out the mission. So, you know, to say this again is the mainstream media trying to destroy the Trump administration already. And listen to this, Dan Rather, the disgraced reporter from CBS or NBC or wherever he was, because they're all the same.
CBS, yeah.
The one that was found to have made up. Stories about George Bush, made up stories, and he was fired, as was his producer and a couple other people fired. To this day, you know, he says, well, that was still true. Well, you know, it's like an unrepentant criminal.
Yeah.
But now, you know what Dan Rather's saying? Like, he should have, I mean, like, anybody should listen to him anyway. Yeah. Oh, no, there will be no presidential honeymoon. We have to attack. I mean, you know, because most presidents get like 90 days, you know, for them to get in place and all this stuff. No. Oh, no. That's not going to happen. There's people out there wanting you to sign petitions to use the 25th or 23rd Amendment or something to say that – to declare Trump incompetent already. You know, that he's insane. That he's incapable of ruling. So you've got that. Then you have these recounts where Michigan, by the way, just came in and said, hey, Trump won. There it is. Trump won. That gives him 306 electoral votes, more than any president has had for a while. I mean, yeah. I have to go back and check, but that's a lot of electoral votes. And Hillary's camp, of course, has joined in and said, oh, well, you know what? If they're just trying to make sure that there was no hacking of it or, you know, if it was done correctly, yeah, we'll join in. Hillary, you lost. Hillary, Bill, step off. Just sail into the sunset on one of those yachts that millions and millions and millions of dollars have been funneled to you from your foundation.
A lot of people still believe that all voting machines are tied to the internet, and that is absolutely false. By law, they can't be tied to the network.
There you go. And so, but that's not going to keep people from doing that because they can't stand to think that they lost. Now, there was nobody unhappier than me when Mr. Obama won last time because I saw what had happened in that first 4 years. I couldn't imagine it getting any better, and it hasn't. You know, you say, oh, the economy's great. Yeah, and the economy on Wall Street looks great. But how about down in middle America where Trump was at? How about going to the Rust Belt? How about coming out to places like Redding?
Through Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting better. It's getting better. Well, you know what? It's on Wall Street. Yeah. Those people are getting rich. I know people right here in town, stockbrokers and others that are in there. This, when Trump came in and they went over 19,000, they just, you know, they're just like ecstatic. But Not everybody got is not everybody's boat was floated on the stock market. And then you see, these large plants all were moving into Mexico. Well, you know, Carrier was going to do it. Ford said, no, we're not so fast. We're not going to do it. We're going to see what happens first. And Trump's working to keep Carrier, that air conditioning factory, here in America. And he wants to bring people back and give jobs. And he can do that by just rebuilding the infrastructure, or repairing, not rebuilding, but repairing the infrastructure. Here's millions of jobs throughout the country. Instead of pulling together and saying, let's see what's going on. No, it's attack, attack, attack. Aren't you ashamed of yourselves, the people that are out there doing this?
No, because they're convinced that they have some that they're right and nothing will ever change their minds. And NPR, of course, is launching on the wave of neo-Nazi white supremacist folks up in places like, you know, Montana and places like that. Let me be really clear. I see anybody being abused in the street, and I don't care if they're purple. I'll be first in line to say, no, we don't allow this in our society, period. End of conversation.
There you go. That's wrong. You don't do that. There's too many other things going on. Hey, today is Giving Tuesday. Where am I at here? Giving Tuesday, North State Giving Tuesday. It's today, and you can go and give to your favorite nonprofit, one that's helping. And there's so many of them out there. I mean, there's so many of them out there. You have anywhere from One Safe Place to Haven Humane. And by the way, Haven Humane is going to be on today. We're talking about that. You visit NorthStateGives.org, and then from there, find the organization that you want to give to. And then they'll come out here in a couple weeks or a week and say, maybe even by the end of the day, who knows, they're using computers. And who got what? Last year, Healing Waters, that group that helps veterans and come back and reintegrate into society, or ones that have been injured through fly fishing and rod building and all of those, received thousands of dollars. Of course, Haven Humane does, and One Safe Place and all these others. All of these. Giving Tuesday, again, go to – in fact, Bob, look this up. NorthStateGives.org. And just make sure I've got the right one. And then it says / organizations. So take a look at that. All right, moving on.
That is correct. NorthStateGives.org.
Okay. And then from there you can find the organizations. Look under organizations.
And, it says make a donation.
And you can click on that.
Yeah.
And that tells you all the different ones.
Yeah, there's a big green button says click here to get started. And
there you go.
Takes you right down the list.
Okay. All right. Hey, you've been hearing what's going on out at the South Dakota. At the pipeline.
Yeah.
Is it Standing Rock?
Yeah, and there's two sides of that story.
There are. 30 members, though, of the Redding Rancheria left town yesterday, heading out to the pipeline. They should be out there by today.
Mm-hmm.
30 members are taking food, wood,
yeah,
clothing, everything out there because it's getting pretty cold out there.
And let's
tell. The Native Americans are saying this pipeline is going too close. It's going under the river. It's going too close to their property. It can ruin their water supply. It can it's really close to their sacred grounds. That the Corps of Engineers moved it closer to them as opposed to land that was further north of that. And that they are protesting this and said, you can't do this. Well, the Corps of Engineers, and you can give the other side here, but so many, there's hundreds of demonstrators out there. And over the past few weeks, they have, there has been, acts of violence, not huge acts of violence, but people being injured out there. And
yeah,
each one side says, oh, that was from a, gas canister thrown by the authorities, and authorities are saying, nope, they're making these butane canisters that explode, and they throw them back, you know, they throw them at us, and that's how she was injured. I mean, it just goes on and on. Now, The Native Americans feel very strongly about this. There's people from literally all over the United States joining them, including veteran groups that are out there to stand. That's one side.
Now, what I have read, now I was not personally involved in the process, would be my disclaimer, but according to one very reputable source, and I cannot call it up at this moment, but I can upon request, there were a lot of attempts to work this thing out through the process. A lot of the public input was asked for, and in case after case, rather than negotiate at all, the tribe simply said, no, we're not going to negotiate, we don't want you to build it, period, end of conversation. And this dragged on for like 3+ years, mm-hmm. and lacking any input, they made the best decision they could. So rather than negotiate, the tribe simply said, no, we're not going to have it happen.
And then I saw that. But then I saw other responses to that say, oh, whoa, not so fast. And so what this is, though, is, you know, frankly, I think this is the perfect example of what America is that you got people standing up for something they believe is wrong. And they're standing up to the government. Now, here's the government. Puts the government in a bad position because, frankly, Native Americans. You know, like, hey, haven't you done enough? We don't want to hear. Now, there's also, as other people pointed out, two other oil pipelines that go underneath the river right in that general area that have just been put there before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you knew that or not. I saw that. But the bottom line is that this is something that's pulling the Native American nations together. I mean, there are representatives from many of the tribes are heading there.
Have there been overreactions? Oh, you bet.
Oh, I mean, but here's what I'm hoping is that we'll be able to talk to one of our Wind River members that are out there. They can call us and we can talk to them while they're on the ground tomorrow to tell us what's going on out there. Yeah. And we're working that one right now. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You know what? It's going to be 37 degrees tonight. It's going to be 42 degrees today. It's right now. Do you want to be out running? No. Outside? No. Do you want to be running inside? Watching a little TV while you're working and hurting yourself, getting all sweaty like Bob does?
Pedaling my elliptical with my trusty iPad in front of me and my Bluetooth headset.
Oh, going for that Netflix. Yeah. We'll talk about Netflix in a minute. But there it is right there at the Wellgate Sports Club. Clean, professional, got every piece of equipment you can imagine, plus a unique saltwater pool facility. That's available there. No beating up of the joints and ligaments and pounding down the street, but you can get a great workout right in there. You have it all. Plus, Boheme Spa, which does your nails, yeah. Gives you a little facial. I may go down there for my facial.
I was gone for a week, and I have to tell you, I really missed it.
Well, you know what? You've been doing it every day. Man, you look great. You're just doing right, going great. But the only way you're going to do that, and you know what? It's coming time for Christmas. Okay, we just kind of like porked up during Thanksgiving, and now it's getting to be Christmas and all this other stuff, parties and more food. Get down to Wellgate Sports Club. Give yourself the gift of health. Give them a call, 768-1205. Call Rich Novelli. Tell him Carl said call and join. Go down there and just have a free session down
place.
There.
Great.
Super.
Place.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall. From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Reading's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Hot air, so hot in here, so hot air.
Reverse psychology.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here on Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott. Linda has her Tuesday sabbatical. We're at about this time, her girlfriend is coming over, and they are getting Karen. Karen. Trying to describe Karen as what a wonderful woman she is, what a creative genius she is, and she's obsessive compulsive. But we'll get into that later. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, you're looking for the place to find the right piece of jewelry or girls to find the right piece of jewelry for Christmas? Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. You know they're going to have sales. You know they've got the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. From designing and building jewelry to watch repair, and this guy can build one from scratch, it's all there. If it's just a battery to a full-blown watch repair, you've got it all at Four Winds Jewelry, estate jewelry, turquoise. It's got it all. Talk to Rebecca. If you don't see it, she'll get it. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Give them a call, 222-2750. Okay, buddy. Now, what else we have here? What happened on Ohio State campus? It would almost be funny if it wasn't such a tragedy.
Yeah.
Here's a Somali immigrant. He's like 18 or 19. No, he's older than that, 19. And who had graduated cum laude 5 months ago from a junior college. Starts posting on Facebook here in the last week various statements talking about for America to back off the Muslims. He was interviewed in the campus paper before that, and he said, "Frankly, I don't kneel and pray because I don't know what people will think." Anyway, he made these a number of Facebook statements, and then of course ISIS has been coming out talking about lone wolf attacks and how to do it. So it appears that this immigrant who was living, you know, the American dream there with the college and all this.
Yeah, who footed the bill for that education?
Yeah, well, and he attacked students with his car. He drives into a crowd of students with his car, running over people, knocking them aside, then jumps out, with a butcher knife and start slashing and stabbing the way the ISIS is, you know, has been passing that around their social media. A young policeman, 26 years old, responds immediately, gets there, tries to get him to drop the knife, and then shoots him and kills him. He, of course, is a hero. The policeman is and should be accorded the hero tag. But what happened with this young Somali immigrant? Is it terrorism? Absolutely. But here's the part that if it wouldn't be tragic, it would be just be funny. It's so stupid. People calling immediately for more gun control, saying that, oh, these people were attacked. People were attacked because they did active shooter on the Ohio State campus because, you know, that tells everybody to go into their, you know, go into classrooms, you know, wherever you are, stay in place, run, hide, fight. And, you know, run, hide, fight. And that's what they say. So they went in there and you could see them barricading their doors and all that. But then these other ones, and this is part here, and you're not going to hear it except probably right here on KCNR. Other messages were coming out saying, gosh, some of our, you know, these guys, you know, were in the military. They took charge. They got us away from the windows. They put us in another place, and they stood by the door to guard them. So military or cops that were there taking classes, they took charge. They put people aside, and they stood at the door, stood on the wall, stood on the step to prevent somebody from coming in, thinking that, hey, these guys could have guns because that's what they were told, active shooter.
Yeah.
Now, as it turns out, of course, it was a knife in a car. But these people are calling immediately, including the former vice president candidate, Kane, says, this is what happens when you have too many guns. Yeah, the cop had a gun, and it's a good thing the cop had a gun. And, you know, and frankly, if some other people have been carrying a gun right there when this guy jumped out with the knife and started slashing people, maybe they could have stopped it right then. But, of course, that's not what you hear. Universities are gun-free zones. And it's also a groups of people that are there in large numbers, and it's a perfect target for lone wolves or for a coordinated attack. But two things to take away from this. One, it wasn't guns. You can do it with cars. Remember the person in France that took that truck and went through and killed all those people with just a truck, and then you jumped out?
When trucks are outlawed, the outlaws are out of trucks.
And then, and so you have this one. And then you had the military, former military, taking charge at the door. Now, here's something else, too. You know those types of hinges? You know those ones that, you know, that go in those doors that open up? If you take a belt and tie that hinge together, it will not open, and you can't get that door open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Just take a look at it sometime. And you can keep that door from opening just by tying it down. But... you know, I'm glad nobody was killed except the terrorist. And I'd like to hear, you know, frankly, I'd like to hear is where he came from because his parents are, you know, are astounded. He was an immigrant from Somalia. And there's a lot of and the Somalias up into the Great Lakes states. Okay. Shasta Cascade or Shascade Community Services. They're looking for volunteers to come to the annual gift wrapping booth at the Mount Shasta Mall. You need to give them a call at 243-1651. And this is the way they make money for their clients for the years. This, I mean, they help the elderly in our town. But this gift wrapping booth, which is open right now, will go through December 24th. Have you used that before, Bob?
No.
I have. And I tell you what, you just take your gifts in there, give it to them, wander around, have a latte or a beer at the Rusty Nail, and come on back. They're all wrapped. They look great. And then you give, they've got nominal prices for this. Again.
Actually, now that I think they did use the gift.
What a great, it's down at the Mount Shasta Mall. And why would you go through wrapping everything? And you don't have to buy something there. You can just bring in gifts and just bring it to them in, too. You know.
They're nice people.
Nice people.
This years ago. It slipped my mind.
243-1651 to join up with that. And, of course, we've got to adopt a veteran at the Veterans Home. Make the holiday special for a veteran at the Reading Veterans Home. Starting November 20th, come into the home and pick a star off. They adopt a veteran tree in your front lobby. Linda was there along with several of her friends, Bertha Michalak and Doreen and Judy Salter and many others that were in there doing trees, decorating.
Boy, there's a philosophically diverse group, but they were to help the veterans.
I tell you what. While we may have disagreements politically,
they found
we
common
are
ground.
Still friends. We are still, you know, Judy and Linda are hugging. And, I mean, we're all friends. We've had dinner since then, by the way, and not one word was said. And you knew that there was
consternation.
There was some consternation there. But nobody, you know what? Nobody rubbed it in. Nobody said anything.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know what? Let's, you know what? The skin is very tender right here. It's like sliding. It's like dropping off your bike and sliding like 50 feet down the road. You know what? You get up and you go, whoo, wow. And you got some road rash. Yeah. And that's kind of like what it is right now. They'll get over it.
This is reality. Move along.
That's
go from here.
It doesn't mean that you have to agree to everything, but come on, let's all agree to kind of move forward together here. All right. Now, of course, that's because aside we like one. But I moved along last time. It only took me less than 24 hours.
You didn't set fire to any cars.
Oh, I didn't do that. You know. Anyway, hey, when we come back, Mark Story, Haven Humane, is going to be here with us. We're going to be talking about Christmas, adoptions, and what's going on for next year with Haven Humane. We'll be right back.
News from Town Hall, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped Georgia Congressman Tom Price to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services.
It's a critical appointment for the president, who's vowed to repeal and replace at least parts of Obamacare. If confirmed by the Senate, Price would take the lead role in that effort. He's a third-generation doctor from the wealthy suburbs of Atlanta. He's a vocal critic of Obamacare and also supports moving Medicare and Medicaid into block grant programs run by states. Incoming Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer blasted the choice, calling it akin to asking the fox to guard the henhouse.
That is correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Donald Trump's spokesman says the president-elect today is poised to name a transportation secretary. Jason Miller telling Fox Business Network that Trump is expected to name the person to his cabinet this afternoon. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Lou Barletta has been a leading candidate. The U.S. economy has been chugging along at its strongest pace in 2 years. Government says today the gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of 3.2% in the third quarter. A revised report shows stronger consumer spending than first estimated as well. And consumers did have a more optimistic outlook on the economy in November. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
According to the Conference Board's monthly survey, the Consumer Confidence Index hit 107.1 in November, up from 98.6 in October. It's the highest since July 2007. Economists had expected the index to check in at 101.2. The report says the percentage of consumers saying business conditions are good increased to 29.2% in November, while those saying it was bad fell to 14.8%.
It's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. On Wall Street, the major indexes are doing well in early trading. Right now, it's a Dow Jones Industrial Average up by just about 20 points, and the high-tech NASDAQ up by 15. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Devil Possession and a How to Plan to Be Set Free. God Said, Man Said.com. The Historicity of Jesus Christ. The Amazing Power of Going to Church. God Said, Man Said.com. Dinosaurs and Man Contemporaneously. Is There Life in Outer Space? God's Perfect Diet. God Said, Man Said.com. 21 Signs of Doomsday, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio, GodSaidManSaid.com.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. Mmm. It's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Tennessee officials say thousands of residents and visitors in the Gatlinburg area have been evacuated and hundreds of structures damaged or destroyed by spreading wildfires. Pigeon Forge Mayor David Ware, not far away, says wildfires are engulfing parts of his small East Tennessee city.
The fire had moved from the Great Smoky Mountains National Park into our sister city of Gatlinburg and then it's made its way on over into Pigeon Forge. In the south end of town is the most concerning for us.
Authorities say three people who suffered severe burns have been transferred from a Knoxville hospital to Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. Ohio State University says it will hold a vigil on campus tonight as a way to begin healing after a car knife attack on campus injured 11 people. Classes have resumed after the attack yesterday morning that investigators say was carried out by a man named Abdel Razak Ali Artan, an OSU student born in Somalia and who had recently complained that there were no Muslim prayer areas on campus. More on these stories at townhall.com. Germany's foreign intelligence chief has warned that Russia could seek to disrupt next year's German elections with cyber attacks.
Bruno Kahl warns that false information is being disseminated online and that cyber attacks are taking place in order to create political uncertainty. It's not the first time German officials have accused Moscow of using propaganda to destabilize Angela Merkel's government. The Kremlin has always denied such allegations and recently refuted accusations by American intelligence officials who believe Russia was behind cyber attacks aimed at influencing the recent presidential election.
This is BBC's Jenny Hill in Berlin. Donald Trump's spokesman says the president-elect is now poised to name a transportation secretary this afternoon. According to Jason Miller, Trump is expected to name the person to his cabinet sometime in Pennsylvania. Republican Congressman Lou Bartella has been a leading candidate. More of these stories at townhall.com.
We would like to invite you to a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, December 2nd, Inside Overtime. The Jefferson Pipe Band of Shasta County will be performing. After 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts, they are on their way to the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow, Scotland in 2017. They are ready for the ultimate challenge. With the help of our community, friends, and family, this benefit will put them one step closer to achieving their once-in-a-lifetime vision of competing in Scotland. Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration by Tobacco and Brew. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased online or at Wind River Resort and Casino. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pipe Band. The Jefferson Pipe Band, a Reading pipe band serving the community since 1985. Must be 21 to attend. As always, we offer free valet. For information, visit jeffersonpipeband.org or windriver.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Tuesday, November the 29th. We're quickly running out of November. It's 42 degrees. Bob, tell us what it's going to look like today and tomorrow, and just the rest of the week, okay, buddy?
Well, those clouds you see are going to be generally sunny by this afternoon with a high of 59 degrees. Temperature is going to drop down into the mid-30s and a chance of rain showers tonight, so we could see a little bit of white stuff in the upper elevations. Clearer as we get into the midweek with a high in the middle 50s. And then clear skies until we hit Sunday when there's another chance of rain. Right now in Reading, we are at about 44 degrees as the sun comes up. Shasta Lake, 1,003 feet above sea level, 64 feet down from the top. This is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
The weather report's always by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends of veteran-owned business who've won awards for hiring veterans. That's pretty cool, too. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Wind River Resorts and Casino, and this Thursday, November 1st, or December 1st, Linda Bott is going to have her Christmas show at the Elements Lounge. If you haven't made it before, you've gone and enjoyed it, go this Thursday. Go this Thursday. You're going to have a great time. The meals there are very, very good. Steak and lobster for $22, and it's a great steak and lobster. You can bring your own wine in, and the corkage fee is almost nothing. Come in. She's singing from 7 to 9. Come on in, have dinner, and enjoy it. Scott Lewis is going to be there singing Christmas songs. Linda's going to be singing Christmas songs. Lou White is going to be a guest appearing there with the guys. And you can sing, dance. You can have a great time at Elements Lounge this Thursday, December 1st, I'm telling you, it's going to be a super night. I heard the things they're doing. I didn't go to rehearsal last night because, you know, it can only take so much. It's almost so much culture in my life, and I knew Mark Story was coming over today, so I had to get ready. Elements Lounge, give them a call, 243-3377, and get reservations there, and you're going to have a great time. All right. Speaking of which, a great time, Mark Story, CEO, and he hands me his card. And see, why are the initials CEO so big on your card of Haven Humane?
Good morning.
Just thought I'd start off the end of November really good for you. Okay, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy Giving Tuesday.
Happy Giving Tuesday, and I talked to everybody again about that. You go to, what is that again?
It's NorthStateGives.org, and there's a whole bunch of organizations that are all working together through the Shasta Regional Community Foundation for this. This is a great day to go and donate to a local nonprofit, and we would love for you to select Haven Humane, but there's tons of local nonprofits on there all doing fantastic work in our community.
Oh, yeah.
And your donor dollar is going to go farther today because of a matching percentage from the Nodell Family Endowment Fund. So this is the best day to give, so it goes a little bit farther this
year. It's a 12-hour fundraising drive, and it started at 6 a.m. this morning. It's going to be several categories, as they said, with matching funds and monetary rewards, such as the highest number of donors. So even if you only give $10, you could help Haven Humane win, or any of the organizations, but you know, we're all up for Haven Humane, Healing Waters, you know, all those others.
There's a lot of fantastic organizations in this community, and a lot of them are participating in this. And I really want to thank Shasta Regional Community Foundation for putting this together.
Gosh.
And
yeah,
they're fantastic.
It's been what, for 3 years now?
Yeah, I think
we were talking about
this. This is the second year that we participated. I can't remember if they had one the year before, but I think the big start was last year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, last year there was a lot of bugs to work out with the website and everything else. And this year everything looks like it's working great. I've been tracking the website and lots of donations so far, which is fantastic for all the organizations. And
super.
So today is the day to give. You know, it's a national recognized day. And it's following Black Friday and then Cyber Monday, and now is the time to give to your local communities. And, you know, one of the great things is when you look at that, a lot of the organizations, Haven included, those donor dollars stay local and they help out people and animals in need locally. So that's really, really important. And we want to thank all the sponsors and the donors that have helped us along the way and continue to, because without them, we wouldn't have been able to announce that we're going to be no-kill by the end of 2021, and we wouldn't be working towards that North State with no more homeless pets without so many great supporters in this community. And, you know, I think every nonprofit that's on that list can say something similar to their goals because of this amazing supportive community.
It is. And, you know, when I was writing a Christmas letter, I don't write Christmas letters very often. I think the last one was like 5 years ago. But I was in, and we were talking about renting, because most of these go to people that, you know, don't live here. And the part about it was that it's such a giving community, such a caring community. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got our problems. We've got, you know, Mr. Methhead and heroin addict laying out there on the street right now. No, he's not really. But during that, even that big downturn, in that huge recession, you still saw people giving and helping, and there, you know, people less fortunate coming out of this community.
I think
amazing.
I think we've seen some recent examples. I mean, Sherry Papini, everybody's stepping up to help her out.
Yeah.
But also, even before that, when the new coach for the football team at Enterprise High School came, and he was in that car accident, and his daughter was injured. You know, they did a GoFundMe with the teachers and everybody from Enterprise and raised, you know, thousands of dollars, and they hadn't even met the man.
No, he hadn't even gotten here.
But he was part of the family, and he was part of the community, and the community stepped up and did that. So
I
think that says, you know, a lot about this community, and I think those of us that are involved and that are donating and helping and volunteering, I think, you know, we understand that. I think that's why we care for this community is like we do.
So, okay, so you go to NorthStateGives.org, and then if you see there'll be a big green button, and you can push that, and that takes you to the different organizations. And, of course, as Mark is saying, Haven Humane Society there, and that's there. And it's not only do they have matching donations for these things during this 12 hours. By the way, it's over at 6 p.m. tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Several categories that have matching funds, like first, most, other things too, prettiest shirts. I'm not sure. So even if you give $5,
it's $10 is the minimum donation.
Okay, so even if you give $10, you're helping to it's going to be matched. So you're giving
a percentage of it is going to be matched. So basically, what they do is they give a percentage of there's $80,000 from the Nodell Okay. Family endowment fund.
So you get
and
a portion.
So,
you get
and
a portion
so
of
a
that.
Portion of that goes yeah. to each organization,
yeah,
which
you
is
end
fantastic.
Up with, by the amount of money you've collected during the end of the day. So you may end up with another $1,000
yep.
or more.
Or more.
Or
yeah,
more.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a break here, but I want to remind everybody about Omaha Steaks. Last week on Thanksgiving.
Are you a meat eater?
I am.
Oh, good. Because yeah. I was thinking, you know.
You're going to like
hey,
this.
We meet, yeah, right.
Say,
yeah. We have a lot of people that aren't.
Last week we gave away a $300 gift box to one of our listeners. And a lot of people entered that, by the way, and Chad won. But Omaha Steaks is a great holiday present. Like every year my sister sends me, she'll send me a spiral ham. Well, this year I'm sending her Omaha Steaks because you can give them a call. They work in your budget. Say, hey, I like to send this to them, and it arrives when you want it in a case where they've been frozen, and they get there like overnight. Omaha Steaks takes care of this. It's from steaks to desserts. Anyone you gift, including yourself, if you want to give it to yourself, will enjoy this package long after the holiday season. So it's up to you, but it's great. Give the gift of gourmet this holiday season, omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Go there, and you're going to never be sorry. It's quarter after the hour, and we are going to take a quick break. Mark Story, Haven Humane, is our guest, and we're going to be talking about, hey, is take home a fur baby for Christmas.
Designer Janet Shields and Turtle Bay Exploration Park to create your own holiday wreath. On Saturday, December 3rd from 9 a.m. to noon, participants will create their own fresh, full-size holiday wreath for the front door or family room. For just $35 for Turtle Bay members and $40 for non-members, all instruction and materials are provided. Space is limited and pre-registration is required. Visit turtlebay.org to register now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds this Thursday night, December 1st, from 7 to 9 in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite Christmas songs and jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Lou White on sax and flute, and Joe Larson on trombone, and a special appearance with Scott Lewis on vocals. December 1st from 7 to 9. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Like you did, but you did, but you did.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Tuesday, the last Tuesday, November 2016, the 29th. It's 45 degrees, going up to 58 today, going down to 37 tonight. Yes, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Well, my friends, 37. How's your heater working? Don't know. Oh, maybe it's not working as well as it should. Are those filters clean? Do you know? Today, you know, back in our building here, back in our offices, the
the command center
of KCNR, the heat spinoff for like 5 days. Diane is threatening to quit, and you know, I was gone last week for a while, so I'm, you know, they're saying, hey, look, we've called this one company, they can't get out here till Wednesday. I said, call Alliance. The guy was there. Their technician was there yesterday, replaced a thermostat. Okay, that works. And he goes, oh, it's not just the thermostat. So they were up. Looks like one of, something's not working up there, and he's going to fix that today. Mm. So this is the kind of work you get from Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies. Alliance Heating and Air, better-known business. Business voted best in the North State, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Think about those folks every morning when I hear my house start to warm up 15 minutes before I wake up.
There you go. And I'm, and we're in there, and you know, and we're getting into that that three-dog night thing where it's getting cold like that.
We have okay. We have a dog and three cats.
Oh, well, that's kind of like three cats equal to one dog.
Yeah.
All right. I'm here with Mark Story, Haven Humane. Did you I know we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Did you see where the state of California is going to drive the dairy business out of California? I mean, these are animals, too. Because of the methane that cows produce.
Oh, I did read
they want them to reduce it by 2030. They want their methane emissions from cows, manure, belching, and gaseous explosions from their rear to be less than 2007. The dairy industry has said, fine, that's impossible, we'll just move. And what they're doing is they want these methane converters, that is, the cows deposit manure everywhere, is to take it, scoop it up, throw it in these methane converters, which converts it to electricity. They're saying, look, it works. Unfortunately, it costs $4 million to get one of those.
Methane is incredibly corrosive.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, but it costs $4 million just to build one of those things. And the state is not giving the money to help the 1,500 different dairies we have in town, in the state. So you know where it's going to happen. They're going to start moving out.
Told you my theory.
Your theory is that they live on flat ground, that they used to be inside cities, and they kept moving out further. Now, once they move, well, we can sell that land. Anyway, moving on. Do you have any cows for adoption?
How do you train? No, we don't do cows. How do you train from that?
Well, okay. We're with Haven Humane, and some, you have horses every so often.
Do you have
any calves or cows?
We do not. We don't.
You folks have rescued more than a few pieces of livestock from wildfires.
Yeah, I've seen
not
that.
Cows. We don't do
really,
cows. Actually, that's because
cows have to fend for themselves. Poor things.
No, they actually have to go to.
Is there some kind of horse supremacy going on here?
No, any bovine have to go to the brand inspector by law.
By law.
Mm-hmm. So they go to
make sure they haven't been stolen.
Yep, exactly right. So they actually go to the auction yard, which is where the brand inspector works, and then he gets the brand, and then he looks for the owners.
Then they sell them, and they become pork chops.
Nope, then they find the owners from there.
Okay, they're not pork chops anyway.
Yeah, we don't take the bovines.
Okay.
Okay, so
we need
switching
to
get
them a home for the holidays.
Yeah. So this is, again, talking about this amazing community and how supportive it is. We have partnered again with KRCR for the Stuff the Bus Drive for toys. And so we did it for the food drive in, what was that, May, I think, April, when they did the Stuff the Bus for the food drive. And we did okay with that. I think we got one bin of food and brought it, and then we were there for the big Stuff the Bus deal. This time it's toys, which is great, and we have probably gotten, oh, geez, 4 or 5 bins full of toys. We've got a whole closet that's filling up with toys, which is fantastic. So what we've done is this is the time of year where we have our give them home for our holidays. for our animals. And so we have a goal of 250 animals into homes by the end of the year. And we're a little over halfway there, I think, right now. I don't have the exact numbers, but I know we're well over 100. And I think we're probably at about 125, 130 right now for adoption. So we're on track to hit that 250 goal. I'm hoping that we're gonna break that. But the deal right now is if you bring in an unwrapped toy, you can adopt our dog or cat for $25. And, of course, that includes spay, neuter, microchip, current on vaccinations, a starter bag of food, and, you know, just an excellent animal that's looking for a forever home. So $25, you can't beat it, and you just bring in one toy or more. We're lucky if you bring in more. And then what we're going to do is December 9th, which is next Friday, I believe, we'll be at the Stuff the Bus stuff. We'll have a few dogs there for adoption. That's at Crown Motors. And we will be stuffing the bus with a bunch of toys that people have given while they've also made a home for a pet. So it's a win-win situation, and we're really pleased to be a part of that. But along with that, after that event ends, which is December 9th, keep an eye on our Facebook page because we're going to be running specials through the rest of the year to try and get more animals into homes because we're really full right now, and we have lots of dogs that are looking for homes.
And I've been seeing it and following it on Facebook and sharing like crazy.
Thank you.
Out there. There's a lot of, you got a lot of nice dogs there.
And we got some fantastic dogs and cats.
We're going to be bringing a couple, one in.
Yeah, Diane and Anna are going to be bringing in a dog here in a little bit and talking about Giving Tuesday. But talking about this special dog, I think they're bringing in Kibbles. I'll let them talk to you about that when he gets here. But, yeah, you know, we've had a lot of dogs coming in the last few weeks. I mean, crazy. I think we had like 29 come in one day the other day, and we're really full right now.
Are these like puppies? Or
nope. They're just stray dogs. So for some reason we're kind
of – what's going on?
I wish I could tell you. I wish I knew what the solution is. But we're trying to find homes for them. And trying to, you know, get them home to their homes, first of all. And we're very full with dogs, even though we've been adopting out just a ton of them. We did some specials in October. October historically has been one of our lowest months for adoptions. And I think it's just because it's where it is in the year.
Yeah.
And so we kind of looked at that. You know, Captain Smith, myself, and Jim Lewis, our shelter manager, we kind of looked at that and said, okay, what can we do? And we partnered with Coldwell Banker. They do a thing with Adopt-A-Pet, and so they did a day that day and helped us network for one adoption day. We did really well that day, but I think that networking really helped. But our previous high the last 4 years was 99 animals into forever homes in the month of October, and this year we did 166.
Wow.
So it was a great
October. Well,
you all
are working your way into being a no-kill.
We are. We're working very hard to get to that point. We've achieved it more or less with the dogs. We're still at over 90% live release rate with dogs, which is fantastic, but we want to get that higher. But right now we're really full and we really need to find some spots for dogs, and it's kind of discouraging for the staff and myself, because, you know, here we are adopting out more dogs than historically this time of year, and
we
got more dogs coming in.
What's going on there?
I think it's just, you know, it's just the kind of the time, and there's just, I mean, it's cyclical, so sometimes you get a lot in, sometimes you don't. We're just getting a lot in this time of year, which normally we don't, and sometimes you do, but, you know, I don't think there's any, I don't think I can narrow it down to a reason. It's just something that we got to deal with, and so we're dealing with it, and we're working with rescue organizations to get animals to rescues, and can't thank them enough for taking them and finding homes for them, and, you know, we've been very fortunate with adoptions, but, you know, this is a great time to adopt. $25, you know, you bring an unwrapped toy, $25, you just can't beat it. And we've got, like I said, we've got some amazing animals that are looking for homes. So, and we've had some really high time dogs find homes in the last month. We've had, in fact, Dingo is actually in foster care. I don't know if they're going to adopt or not. I know they're fostering. If they don't, he'll be available for adoption. He actually is recovering from heartworm. He's getting treated for heartworm, so they're fostering him during his heartworm treatment. And Dingo has been with us. January will be 1 year.
So, wow.
Yeah. So, and we've had Otto just got adopted. Otto was with us for probably 8-9 months. We've had some other dogs that have been with us over 6 months that just got adopted in the last few weeks, which is great.
So it's just time. If you can keep them for long enough, they're going to be found.
Yeah, I mean, these are very active male pit bulls, most of them. Dingo's not, actually, but Otto is, and a couple of the other ones, like Cisco. You remember Cisco? He was with us for 9 months. you know, got
adopted.
He's
a good dog.
He was a great dog. They're all great dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just a little higher, more high energy, so you need to find that perfect family for them, the perfect fit, and that's what we need to look for. But we have plenty of dogs that are great with any kids, that aren't as active, that are perfect for anybody.
You got some older dogs, you got 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds that are smaller, all that.
Yeah. And we got cats.
And lots of cats. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Mark Story, of course, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to be getting a couple of dogs in here. This is some really great times to be adopting. You just have to drop off a toy, and you can get you know, a $25 adoption, which is usually like, what, $140?
$135 for dogs.
$85
for cats.
And so just think of that. Think how much money you're going to – I mean, if you know, you're saying, gosh, it's a little bit tight to be paying right there at Christmas, but now it's there. All right, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani started this business over 8 years ago, just like we did here at the radio station, and they're located at 2539 Larkspur. And I tell you what, they've been a huge success because of customer service and the fact that he has everything you could possibly want when you're shooting, whether it's the pistol or long gun itself or shooting accessories and optics, you know, gun cleaning gear, reloading equipment, looking for that special ammunition. He's got it all. Not only that, he searches for the best deals everywhere so he can give them to his customers. He can meet or beat the big bucks prices on many of the weapons he sells there. Bastiani Arms. It's where I go. That's where I buy my guns. It's Bastiani Arms because of the great customer service, the fact they've got gunsmithing there, everything they have, including classes on CCW and hunter safety. All of that at Bastiani Arms, and they have great discounts for veterans. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222. 8:30 in the morning here on the last Tuesday of November 2016. 45 degrees right now, going up to 58. We'll be right back.
Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting. while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage lending, home sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott here, and it's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 45 degrees, going up to 58 today, thanks to the weather reports sent to you, thanks to Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta. That's not true. It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Man, the place to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You're never going to find a better place to get a haircut. It's man's last stronghold. And it is right down the street from Classic Cafe, where Mark Story and I are going to go for breakfast later on this morning. Looking because they have chipped beef on toast. And you know what? It doesn't get any better than that than at Classic Cafe, Millie and Kathy. Get a little hug at the same time you get breakfast. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And you know, we were having some great discussions during the break, and probably I should ask him again. So tell us about your pause calendar.
So April Lummis is a Haven supporter, and she's the founder of NorCal's Forgotten. And she came to us and wanted to do a pinup style calendar with our dogs and cats. And so,
hey, wait a minute. This is not risque. It's a pinup calendar. That usually means you're showing a little flesh there.
No, it's not too risque. We were looking at it because we definitely didn't want it to be too risque, and so it's not. But it came out really good. I really like it. I want to thank the photographer, Mac Davis, who actually fell in love with Buddy, which was one of the animals that was in the one of the shots, and he actually adopted Buddy, and so now Buddy lives with the photographer, which is great. He's actually featured in March. And then also want to thank Veronica Torres and Megan Lacey Hyatt, who did the makeup and hair for the models.
Wait a minute. Makeup and hair for the models.
Yeah, and actually the models are all local professionals.
Oh, you mean there's people in this thing?
Oh, yeah. There's women. Yeah. There's women and dogs and cats.
Oh.
And so
they're disappointed in
They are all local professionals. There's some that are doctors, nurses, that kind of stuff. And it is a great, great calendar. It came out really good. And you can actually get those. They're $20 each, and you can get those from our website. So you can go to our website, and there's more information at havenhumane.org. Yes.
We can put one of those up right
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Second Tuesday's coming up. Second Tuesday's going to be December 13th. It's going to be at Sailing Boat Restaurant. And we've already got a great lineup for 2017.
Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really
cool.
Good.
All right.
Yeah, so get some Chinese food. That's December 13th. Take a break during your holiday shopping and go get some dinner. We want to thank them for donating a portion of their.
Bob and I don't shop till the 23rd. We thought we'd go a day early this time.
Oh, well, then make sure that you
give ourselves a little time. Give ourselves a little time on the 23rd. So that gives us the 24th to get things wrapped.
Sounds good. And then for the second year in a row, we're going to be doing Paws for Paws, where we bring three dogs with some of our volunteers and staff to Simpson College during their finals week. And it gives the students just a chance to kind of take a break during finals and pet a dog and relax.
Well, this just leads to the next question is, did you need to have your pups out there in the last couple of weeks anywhere? When people, you know, after the election, there were people going into safe spots and they needed pets. Nobody was calling you?
We did not. So we're going to do Simpson College. That'll be December 12th and 14th. We'll be out at the campus.
I thought you could have had 100 dogs out that day.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And we're really excited because this year will be the first year that we've done Shasta College. So we're actually going to be there next, is that Tuesday? December 6th.
December 6th.
Next Tuesday, which is December 6th. We're going to be out at Shasta College for them during their finals as well. It's great. The students get to take a break, just kind of forget about finals, pet a dog. It's very therapeutic for them. It's great for the dogs because they get a field trip. They get to get out of Haven for a day and get to go see some folks and have a great time. And yeah, it was a lot of fun last year. I really enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to doing it again this year.
That's cool.
So the staff and volunteers. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Speaking of volunteers, we have a volunteer orientation coming up this Saturday, December 3rd. That'll be at Haven at 10 a.m. And then the next one will be Friday, December 30th at 5:15 in Haven's classroom. Both those will be in Haven's classroom. Our volunteers are really our saving grace. They do so much for our animals. You know, we talked about the dogs earlier that were with us for months, almost a year, and they would not have been able to stay with us that long if it weren't for the volunteers' hard work and walking them and taking care of them.
You know, tonight it's going to be 37 degrees, and it's just going to get colder. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of hints here for protecting your pets.
Yeah, the biggest thing with protecting your pets, I mean, ultimately, you know, for me, my pets are inside. They're babied and spoiled, and not everybody's like that. And if you're not, then become like that. And if you can't, then find other options. So there's a lot of options. Garage would be a great second one. If you can have a way for them to get into the garage where they can stay a little bit more out of the elements, that's great. Some people don't have that option, so they have to stay outside. So if they're going to stay outside, then they need some kind of shelter, be it a doghouse, an overhang, you know, you can get those dog igloos, anything like that. And cats need it too, so those things still apply for cats. And then if you can put any kind of insulation in that, that is fantastic. Be it straw or a blanket or something like that, just some kind of insulation so they can stay warm. And then the biggest thing is make sure that it's allowed to stay out of the elements. So if the wind is predominantly blowing one way, make sure the opening is on a different side so it's not getting that wind blowing straight into them. Otherwise, it's going to be counterproductive. But they definitely need to have some kind of shelter out of the elements and some kind of warmth to keep them warm. On that same token, make sure they still have fresh water. You know, just because it's cold doesn't mean they're not drinking water. So make sure they still have their fresh water and, available to them.
I know for horses, and I know probably people have horses know this, but you get a rainstorm and it's cold out there. If you can keep feeding your horse, because a lot of times it's hard to keep them out of the rain. If you can just keep feeding your horse and letting them, you know, munch through on hay, that helps. That will generate heat for them, and they'll be okay. If they don't have feed, then they're going to sit there and just going to shiver. So, and I think it's probably like that with some animals too. They're going to just remember is that, especially if you have outdoor dogs, that they're going to need more calories because the colder it is, the more calories they need during the winter time to keep their weight up and so they don't get sick. You know, and when just like people.
And when it gets cold, real cold, like it's going to be, it sounds like the next few nights.
Yeah, 37 degrees.
Make sure they have water that's not frozen, too, because then that's ice, not water. Yep. So they need to have some drinkable water. But, yeah, get them out of the elements when you can.
Yeah, they're not really big into, martinis, shaken, not stirred.
No.
So.
We've domesticated them, but not quite that much yet.
Now, I know that we're waiting for other people to come in here, mm-hmm. so with some special things, but you've also got a holiday gift for the animal lover.
Yeah, so we still have a few kennel plaques available for dogs, which are $250 a piece. I know you've got one. I've got one on the kennels, and it's one per kennel, which is great. You can personalize that. And we've got quite a few cat kennels left, which are $150 a piece. And those kennels, plaques, will stay up indefinitely. And you can do that towards, a remembrance of an animal is what I did. You can do it in remembrance of a person. You can do it for your company. You can just do it for your family, however you want to do it. And you can contact our development department at 241-5262, and you can talk to them, and they can help you out with the plaques, or you can get more information on our website, havenhumane.org. And, of course, I always want to put in a plug for our Facebook. Please follow us on Facebook. Every 200 likes, we sponsor an adoption for free. And this year we are at we're at almost 9,300 likes now, which is fantastic, and we're actually catching organizations.
Can we continue to like it every time it comes on?
Nope, you can only like it once. That's 9,300 individual likes, which is individual.
Use them wisely.
Yeah, so it's
that's the only one you can like all of them.
No, you can like any of our pictures, and it's just going to promote it more to your friends and stuff. But you can only like our page one time, which is great. So
okay, well, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break here because we have other people out there waiting from Haven Humane with their cute little animals. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, who's going to be there at Friday night at Wind River for whiskey and cigars. And they're raising money for to send our pipe band here, the Jefferson State Pipe and Drum Band, to Scotland to participate in the big contest there. So Wind River is hosting one of this event, and you can go on down there and get, they're going to do bourbon pairings with food, and of course you're going to have cigar rolling demonstrations there from Tobacco and Brew. But Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has it all. If you go to Espresso Joe's, it's got all that special holiday coffee, like you know, pumpkin spice lattes and all that, and you can buy all that for your, you know, for your different gifts for people during Christmas. They've got all types of coffee for sale there, coffee beans. They have also all the coffee makers. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California with a walk-in humidor. For your friends that like cigars or presents for family members that smoke cigars, you've got them right there at Tobacco and Brew. Veteran-owned business, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com. Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
There's a day for giving thanks, and now a day for giving. North State Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back, as citizens come together for the common purpose of celebrating generosity and giving. The Cascade Theater is participating in North State Giving Tuesday, November 29th, and invites the community to an open house for free tours, hot chocolate, coffee, cookies, and even a special visit from Santa and his helpers from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday, November 29th. You can also donate online to the Cascade Theater, assist other local nonprofits, and learn more about North State Giving Tuesday at northstategives.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hey, this is Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here. It is 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And good morning, everybody. Our last segment here on the last Tuesday in November, November 29th. It's 45 degrees. It's going to go up to 58 today, but tonight a low of 37. If you have your animals outside, you might want to make sure that they are protected and that they can cuddle up and all those things. If you have them inside the house, make sure that they have places to lay around the area that's warm. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you, all right, shoppers, Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street. Phone number is 247-1292, but you've got to go in there. You've got to go to 1322 Pine Street. Walk in there. They've got gifts for the woman that will go from head to toe and every spot in between. Anything from biting bags to Miss Me jeans to everything. Home decor, beautiful candles. go on downtown to Dandelion Boutique. This is one of Linda's favorite spots. And if you can't find her here, she's going to be over there. 1322 Pine Street. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we need to move that over. Oh, we don't need to move that over? Anna, is that your name?
Yeah, I'm Hannah.
Okay, Hannah. Hannah?
Anna.
Anna. So do you work at Haven Humane?
I do. I work in the development department.
Okay.
Diane.
Oh, Diane Hearn, who is head of the development department.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you've got a dog in your lap.
I have a friend with me, Kibbles.
Kibbles. Okay. My friends, if you're looking for a dog that's a – what kind of dog is that? It's a sheep.
It's a border collie mix.
Border collie mix. But I tell you what a nice dog this is. He's probably, what, how much? 40 pounds? 45
yeah,
pounds?
Yeah, he's probably 40, 45 pounds.
And he's – you wouldn't believe it, but he's in Diane's lap.
Yeah,
trying to.
Yeah.
He's trying to get into
it.
This is a great dog.
He's a sweetheart. He's 4 years old.
4 years old. Lots of energy and just a sweetheart. And he's shedding everywhere. Nah, just kidding. But this is a great dog to take home for Christmas. So
yeah,
talk to us.
Kibbles actually is heartworm positive. So we are going to treat him for heartworm.
Okay.
Kibble is a perfect example of where donor dollars go because a few years ago, unfortunately, we didn't have the donor dollars and we didn't have the foster parents as well to help us treat animals with heartworm. So most of the dogs that a very high percentage of the dogs that had heartworm were sadly euthanized because we weren't in a position to be able to save them. And now I'm pleased to say that very, very few heartworm-positive dogs are euthanized, and it's almost always not because of the heartworm, because of other factors. And so we treat, just like we were talking about earlier, we're talking about Dingo, who has heartworm and is getting treated, and he's been with us for almost a year.
Now, you can cure heartworm,
yeah,
is that
absolutely,
right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. There's treatment. It's expensive.
Uh-huh.
It's very expensive, and it takes 30 to 90 days of cage rest. Because during the treatment, it's very dangerous for them to get active because the heartworms can get dislodged mm-hmm. and can cause a blockage. So they have to be on cage rest and they have to be kept calm, which is going to be difficult with Kibbles, as you can tell. He's a pretty active dog.
Kibbles is an active dog.
But
so
we are going to look for.
Have you started the treatment yet?
We have not started the treatment yet. We're looking for a foster first. We don't start treatment until we have a foster that can take Kibbles. And a lot of people will foster to adopt a dog like this because they really want to do it, and they have the capability to do that. So we would encourage somebody to do that. Now is the perfect time for a $25 adoption, and we're going to work on getting the heartworm taken care of. So Kibbles is a great dog. He's just going to need somebody who's patient and understands that he's going to need to be kept on cage rest and low exercise for probably 30 to 90 days. But then once he's recovered from that, he's going to be a normal, healthy, active dog and will live a normal, healthy, active life.
This dog has heartworm right now.
Yep.
Doesn't seem to slow him down.
It doesn't slow him down. He's still young. He's only about 4 years old, so the heartworm is probably not too bad.
Look how sweet and calm he is.
He is. He's just sitting there. He's loving it. He's a gentle dog.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's very bright looking. I mean, his eyes are very bright.
He's a border collie mix. So
yeah.
Border collies are known to be fairly intelligent, even though hopefully Captain Smith isn't listening because I always make fun of her dog.
I'm sure she is.
But border collies are very intelligent dogs.
Okay. So what else is going on during this time period? I've got all three of you in here.
All three of us. Today is a very special day. It's Giving Tuesday. And we invite you to give where you live. If you go to northstate.give, there's a portal there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. where you can make donations. And it's completely secure.
northstategives.org.
Oh, did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, let me say something about
but
this,
that's
too.
Okay. That's why we're three of us here.
Some people are not going to like what I'm going to say here. There's organizations on there that are good organizations, but the money does not stay in this area. Okay? And this is just Carl's thoughts on this. They're good organizations, but the money does not stay in this area. When I give on Giving Tuesday, I would like to know is that my money stays in this area to help our pets, people, you know, whatever here, our environment, whatever. And that's just the way I am, you know. So, I mean, and because once the money is there, then they get a portion of it matched by this fund that comes out. So the more money that stays in our community, the more money comes to our community. And it can be done right here, and you can see what's being done. You can see the animals. You can see people being helped at other organizations. So the bottom line for me is that you take care of your family. And I know people are going to say, oh, that's so short-sighted. Take care of your family first. And then you branch out from there.
No, I agree with that. And there's a lot of organizations, the majority of organizations do keep the money local. That's what the whole goal is for. Haven is one of them. And I think I do want to throw in a quick plug on that, too, in that, you know, a lot of people misunderstand the Humane Society in our name. The Humane Society is just because we're a Humane Society. We have no ties to the Humane Society of the United States. We get no dollars from them. We give no dollars to them. We're a completely independent nonprofit. And I think that that's something that's misunderstood.
I think people need to know that The Humane Association, let's face it, has some bad publicity.
Well, HSUS, which is Humane Society of the United States, and ASPCA both do fantastic work, but majority of their work is lobbying and working on laws. Neither of those organizations donate any money to local organizations like ours or any other local rescues or shelters. That's just the way it is, and I think that people need to know where their donor dollars are going to. And so if you donate to Haven Humane Society, it stays locally. It goes towards us trying to work towards a North State with no homeless pets and being a no-kill shelter by 2021. All of that money goes toward that. It goes towards helping treat heartworm for dogs like Kibble. It goes towards helping us build a cat nursery so that we can start saving the infant cats that come in with no mom. You know, it goes towards those kinds of programs, which are all helping us get to where we need to be in North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you okay, Anna?
Oh, yeah, just watching Kibble.
Okay. No, Kibble's good. I just stuck my finger in his nose. Not on purpose. It's just that's what happened. What a great dog this is. If you're looking for a dog, and you can pick up the dog after it's been treated.
No, if somebody wants to foster him through his treatment, they can absolutely take him home.
Take him home. Yeah, so all the medication is given to them by you all, so it's not costing them anything.
Well,
right?
it's we're going to work on that. Yes.
Okay.
But basically, the treatment for him is done at the clinic. It's not something you can do on your own.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested in Kibble or any of our dogs, you can always visit our website. But you can also call 241-1653, talk to one of our adoption counselors, and they'll be able to help you out with that. Yeah, these are treats, not for you. This is for the dog.
But what kind of treats are those?
I don't know.
Is this just something you give to all your dogs? Is it good for them?
I don't know where they got it. Yes.
Okay. Is it made in America? I'm sure it is.
Yes. Okay. Actually, yeah.
It is made in America. Yeah. See? All right.
It's got the heart with the American flag right on it.
There you go. We love that. Okay. All right. So we have Giving Tuesday. So you can go to...
I'm going to let Anna tell you where you can go to make your donations.
NorthStateGives.org.
Okay, and then you go to the organizations, and you push the button that takes you to the organizations, and then you go to Haven Humane.
Haven Humane, yeah. Just search for Haven Humane when you're on the website.
Okay.
But you can also go through our Facebook link, and if you go to havenhumane.org, we have a link there also in case you forget. Can't forget havenhumane.org.
And if you forget, there'll be you will have a kitten left in your mailbox. So this is one way of avoiding that, is to give money today to Haven Humane.
Yeah, and you know, this is a day where your donor dollar can go farther. So if you've been thinking about donating before the end of the year, now is the time to do it, because your donor dollar will go farther because of the Nodell Family Endowment Fund and through Shasta Regional Community Foundation. We want to thank them again for doing all this hard work for us.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit for next year. Diane, you're the development director. What do you see for some of the things that we'll be looking at for next year?
As far as events and ways that you can support Haven?
Yeah.
Well, we have a Doggy Dash coming up March 25th. It's a 5K, 10K run at Turtle Bay. Then we have our annual Dog-a-thon, which we're turning into kind of a dog fest at Haven Humane. It's an open house where people can come see demonstrations, and we have vendors. We have the Westminster Family Dog Show. And we're adding something that I think you're really going to like, I hope. We're going to add a golf tournament in July. And we expect you to have a foursome.
You expect me to have a foursome.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be there.
And then we have our Bark, Wine, and Brew, our big gala event, October. I think it's October 7th.
October 7th. I'm writing it down right now, and we're promulgating this everywhere. October 7th, even though we sell it out every year. So when are you going to, like, put more tables out there? I mean, you know, you can put – it's crowded, but you can put another person or two at each table, too.
Oh, that would be really crowded.
Oh, yeah, it is. I've had 11 people at that table.
But you have fun.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
becomes – because people are sitting on each other's laps?
Well, not right at the beginning, but at the end. Not like it is at Haven Humane where they start. Right at the beginning at that way. Okay, Mark is covering his eyes, and he's either crying or laughing at this point.
Yes.
You know, one more thing about Giving Tuesday. If you go online and you donate, can you please post an unselfie on our Facebook page or like us? We're trying to get a lot of unselfies out there.
What's an unselfie?
Have one for you to do.
What's an unselfie, though? Can, what is a quickie?
You can't post it on our Facebook page, but what you can do is you can send it to us in a message, and then we can post it for you because you can't post pictures on our Facebook page. But you can send it to us in a message, and then we will take that message and we'll post it on our Facebook page for you.
Okay, so how do you do that, though? Hashtag unselfie?
You just take that and you write something on it. You take a picture with Elk Killer, and then you...
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And where do you get these from?
We have some at Haven Humane. We'll post them on our Facebook page because then you could take that image and you could print it. And
there
we're going to do one right before we leave so we can put it up when we get back.
All right. Good. Okay. We got to run here. So today at givingtuesday.org. No, that's not the way it is.
North State Gives.
Northstategives.org. Go in there, push the button, go down to Haven Humane.
Before 6 p.m.
Before 6 p.m. tonight. Mm-hmm. And already a lot of money's been donated across the board. And remember, for everybody, let's try and keep all of our money here local in town. That's just me saying that. Tomorrow, Tom Gresham is up someplace in Idaho. But he said that he's going, and we're going to hopefully have him on the host of Gun Talk that's on Sundays, plus, First Defense. First Defense on TV shows, and we have tomorrow the first season of that defense show to give away 10 of them. So we'll be doing that. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's 9 o'clock. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys today and giving on Giving Tuesday.
And the news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
news ground. This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A member of the Trump transition team says the president-elect has decided on Elaine Chao to serve as transportation secretary. Chao was Labor Secretary under President George W. Bush, Deputy Transportation Secretary under President George H.W. Bush. Looks like President-elect Trump could face a fight when it comes to winning Senate confirmation of Georgia Congressman Tom Price for Health and Human Services Secretary. The Trump team says that Price, if confirmed by the Senate, will spearhead the drive to repeal and replace Obamacare. Mr. Trump will meet with Mitt Romney again this evening as he considers Secretary of State nominees.
Governor Romney will be in New York for dinner with Trump to discuss the Secretary of State post for a second time. The two had a lengthy initial meeting before Thanksgiving. Romney was fiercely critical of Trump during the campaign, but is said to be interested in serving in the administration. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.